Sugi here on Lamed Hey. It tells us the meaning that you could be Yotzei Mitzvahs Matzah with Chitim Seorim Kusmin Shifun and Shibolah Shal. The Chamishas Haminim. These Minim are very important for what Matz is. They also tell us what Chametz is. Chametz has to be. They also, the Gemara tells us, we also learn from here which Minim are Chayv and Chala. If you make cornbread, you're not Chayv to Mafresh Chala. Only these five minim we learn from Exer Shava Lechem Lechem, from Lechem only by Matzah to Lechem Echala. We also learn from here what's in Chadash. It's in Chadash for those of us who keep Chadash, even in Chutzlaretz, but of course in Eretz Yisrael, to keep Chadash is only by the five minim. Right? Also no Geya, what's this in Al Mechia for, and Birch Samazim. So it's a very important issue. So, in exactly what the minim are, so the first four everyone agrees with, right? They're wheat, barley, spelt, and rye. You don't find any machlokas about them. Shibolah Shal is the one that has a machlokas about it, a little bit in Rishonim, but a lot of discussion just in the past, like 40 years or so. You know, a little bit more scientific research into what exactly oats are and the minim. And the issue comes up, what exactly is Shibolah Shal? So standard, we assume it's oats, and that's what Rashi says here. Rashi says that oats are ovina. That's Latin for oats. The Aruch brings as machlokas. He just writes two deos. He says one day is that Shibolah Shal is ovina. The other one is that it's sigla. Now, sigla is Latin for rye. So that makes a little bit of a problem, because what's shifron? We thought shifron was rye. Okay, it doesn't tell us. But the one thing we see from the Aruch is something telling us that it wasn't 100% clear to them that Shibolah Shal was oats. In the Perush HaMishnayis of the Rambam, so he says Shibolah Shal is the Ora Midbari, the desert breed of barley. Right, so not sure exactly what that means, but he says something to do with barley. Pashas oats would not be classified, doesn't seem in any way close to barley. He puts in a type of barley. There's a Perush Mishnayis L'Rabbeinu Nosen Av HaYeshiva. It's one of the Rishonim recently discovered, not so recently, but relatively recently discovered in the Geniza. So he writes that Shibolah Shal is what's called today two-row barley. He describes it as a minced orim. He says that it only has two rows of kernels. Right? And standard barley, the really all the minim that we spoke about, the first four minim, wheat, barley, rye, and spelt, so they all look like wheat. You know, to us, we would all say they're all look to us like wheat. It's a stem surrounded by bristles of kernels. Two-row barley is also something like that, but there's only two rows of kernels, and therefore the shape it goes is you don't see a whole tuft of kernels on top. You see it as two rows of barley seeds. And today it's called two-row barley, and that's how he describes it. So that's a possibility. Now, yeah.
Who is this?
This is Rabbeinu Nosen Av HaYeshiva. Now it's a Geniza Rishon, and with the Geniza Rishon, we're not going to be doche what Rashi says and other Rishonim. It's not so chashuv, and I wouldn't mention this at all. The reason why this becomes hack is because there's some significant questions on it being oats. The biggest question is from what our Gemara tells us. Our Gemara tells us that the way that the Tanam, the way they defined five minim, how do they learn that there's these five minim, is from a drasha by matzah. That matzah is called lechem. And we know by matzah is only by things that could be chametz. The Torah says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So matzah is something that could be chametz. And therefore we learn from there that the din lechem, to have that din, it's only from the minim that could become chametz. So that really is a bit of an issue here, because the first four minim, so they become chametz. But why do they become chametz? So a baker or a botanist, I don't know, they'll tell you the reason it becomes chametz is because of gluten. If you know what gluten is, you know, a lot of people have problems with gluten. But gluten, kishmo kein hu, is like glue, and it's what makes the dough gluey in the first four species of grains. And that's what makes it rise. What happens when things rise, so the yeast produces, breaks down the sugars and produces carbon dioxide and makes little bubbles. So it's most things, ferment and just the bubbles will just go out, they bubble out. But in bread, since it has gluten in it, it holds the, traps those little bubbles and it rises. So oats is gluten-free. And if you know anyone who needs to be gluten-free, they eat oats. So that's an issue, right? People who are gluten-free, generally for mitzvahs matzah, what they do is they eat oat flour, oat matzahs, right? Very expensive, but they make oat matzahs. So the issue is are those really good? Rav Sternbach in Shuvas van Hagos, he writes, he says, the maisa doesn't become chametz, so it does, we all see it becoming chametz, and the meila can't be yotzi matzah with that. So that's his opinion. But is that true? Is that really true? So there's other points brought, just in recent svarim, discussed about problems with oats being matzah. And one problem is the first Mishnah Klaim says that barley and shibboleth shol is one min for klayim. You're allowed to plant barley seorim together with shibboleth shol. So klayim, you should know, it's not always so clear what's considered klayim. You know, even things that to us we would think that they're two minim sometimes could be considered one min for klayim. But Chazal are looking for a certain similarity between the two minim to allow them to be planted together. So oats and barley are not particularly similar. You know, the first four grains, they all look like wheat. Oats looks nothing like wheat. Here's in a Cheerio box. It's, it doesn't grow as a tuft on top. Each kernel grows separately. It doesn't really look that much like wheat. Doesn't taste or it's not used in a way that's very similar to the other four grains. And it's a little bit strange that it would be considered one min with seorim. The other points out is Yerushalmi and Chala, that tells us that another word used for shibboleth shol is shura. And it says, why is it called shura? It says, nikra shura sheyasuya kishura. Shibboleth shol is called shura because it's made like a shura, like a row. So two-row barley, that's very nice, because usually in wheat, or in regular barley, you don't actually see the rows of the kernels growing. It just grows as one big tuft because it circles around. Whereas here you actually see the rows of kernels, so it makes sense to be called shura. So there's what to be said for this. It's definitely what to be said. The big defender of saying that oats is shibboleth shol, we find Rav Yashiv thought that's the way we have to do. And it's discussed with Rabbi Frati, he's a big posek, and was shamish of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. So he wrote a piece in the Masorah Journal, in volume 13. So he writes there from Rav Yashiv, he was stuck that the Rishonim, the Ikar Rishonim, say Ovina. We can't just say based on, you know, what we think is not Ovina. He has ways of, you know, the kashas from Kalayim is not such a hard kasha. You know, he says that we don't exactly know how Chazal would group things. The big shayla, what I thought the most significant shayla was, is that it doesn't become chametz. So it's not actually true. And I tested this out in my house. My Ruchama, who was in charge of my laboratory for this, So she did a lot of painstaking work. Oats does rise. So he discovered that. She discovered it went from 6 ounces to 8 ounces. So that was very nice. I was very happy with that. But afterwards, you know, she wanted to test it with rice. She tested with rice, and the rice also rose. So that was a little bit of a problem, right? Because rice, was, you know, we'll talk about in a minute, because we hold it, we don't consider rice as being baladei chimus. So that's a bit of a problem. It's not necessarily, doesn't have to be a problem, because the truth is the mice that rises, it rises. Why is rice considered not to be chimus? So it could be that by rice, in a chinami, rice rises, but it also has a negative effect on the rice. You know, if the Gemara says that rice is not called chametz, it's called sirchom. The sirchom means is that the rising process hurts the rice. It makes it worse. You know? I actually tasted the rice. I tasted the rice that we baked, and taco tasted terrible. I couldn't taste the oats. I want to taste the oats and see if they taste better. I couldn't taste them. Because the oats I bought, the oat flour I bought was chadish, so I'm still the choshish that it is grain. Sorry, I didn't taste. But anyway, but we never would know exactly what Chazal meant by sirchon. Right, rice itself is a machlokis, meaning even among Tanam it wasn't so clear. So the mail is not 100%. It's not 100% clear. Just to say what to do halacha l'maisa. If someone's gluten intolerant, so they have to use oat. The only thing on the market right now, we'll discuss maybe other options, but right now the only thing is oat matzos. They should eat it. Preferably they should have someone else make the bracha for them. If not, maybe because they can make the bracha themselves and just say that that's the mice, that's what Rashi says, that oats are shabal shol. Lagabe chadash, of course, it's better to be machmir. It might be a sniff of heter, a little bit sniff of heter for oats. Lagabe alamichya, one should make alamichya after shirios. But even though there is a little bit of a suffix, but lamais is the minuka olam by brachos, you know, even a minuk can make a din of a bracha. So it's not such a problem. The other point by alamichya is why bechlal do we only make alamichya on the chameshis mini dagan? So the main reason the Torah says is that he says that's the ikur michya of a person. That's the most satisfying thing. So oats are definitely very satisfying. So even if it wasn't in Chazal's definition of chamesh zaminim, it's pointed out Chazal were not necessarily even aware of the existence of oats. It wasn't conceivably it wasn't in their part of the world. But therefore one should still make alamichya. Okay. Now rice. Let's talk about the sugya here of rice. So rice is feirush machlokes tanam, right? We mentioned, you know, it's not so clear the vidikos. Yushalmi says, how is it we have a machlokes in the Gemara din of rice? Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says it does become chametz. The chum say it doesn't. So they say they each did vidikos, and it came out with different results. So how is that? You know. So each of them had their own laboratory, and they checked it and came out differently. So it has to be, you know, we're very allergic to saying things in my folks in Matthias, right? They could have, what the pshat is because of course it does rise a little bit. If it didn't rise at all, of course there'd be no issue to talk about. The question is that rising, is that considered to be a mile of the rising, or is it considered to be circle? Right, so each did their experimentation. Okay, well, the maisa is halacha l'maisa were matter rice. And the reason why, even though it's Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and Chametz were very careful about things, but Lamaisa is a Gemara and Arab Hibsachim Kofi Dalit that said Rav Chonah would serve rice on a Seder table. And it says it's Shema Mina that we're not choshev for Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, even Lechet Chila. So therefore we eat rice on Pesach. Well, we're going to get there. Okay. But first there's one very important issue just to talk about with rice. That's very interesting. There is a Mishnah in Chal. It's very important, Lamaisa. The Mishnah says, even though we're saying that rice isn't lechem, but it's not completely true. The Mishnah says that if you make dough from a mixture of wheat and rice, it says even if most of the dough is rice, it's more rice than wheat, afal pikein, if the dough or the bread baked for him, it has a taste of wheat in it, it has a tam dagim, it has a din of bread. It has a din of bread, it'll be chayiv and challah. Yerushalmi says that means that if you have a dough that has an isaron, the shear of chayiv challah, and it has a taste of wheat because there's a little wheat in it, but it's mostly rice, yeah, you have a chayiv the rice that's in mafresh challah, and so too you'll be yotze with matzah on Pesach. And so too there will be a dinner of Berachas Hamazon on such bread. That bread is considered to be bread. Right, so this is also, I've seen this, I don't know if this is made commercially, but I've seen this as a suggestion for those who are gluten-free, is that even if they don't want to rely on oats matzah being matzah, but they could have oats with a little bit of wheat in it, enough to give tam. And then most people in one kazayas, if you use, you know, if you use a small share of kazayas, and they could tolerate a little bit. You know, they could tolerate that little bit of wheat in the kazayas. You know, kazayas is just a mix of wheat. So that's an important din halacha lemaisa. The question is why on earth is that the case, right? Why should it be? L'chayra, it's, so what if there's a taste of wheat in it? Right? Taste of wheat shouldn't be enough. Right? First of all, you know, even though we say tam ki ikar, we say that if you taste something and it tastes like chazer, it's usher to eat it, but you're not going to be chayav malchus unless you have a kazayas. You always need a kazayas. Right? So it's not just tastes like it, so it is it. It doesn't mean a mamish is it. It just means that it's not batel, and if you have a kazayas, it'll be chayav. But if it has a taste of wheat, how does that make a matzah? How does it make it that one kazayas should give you a din of being yotzei mitzvah matzah? And the other thing that's funny is that b'chlal, tam ki'ikur is always used by isurim. By isurim, we understand if you taste chazer, that's already an isur. But by matzah, it's not like that. Right? There's a big chilek between mitzvos and isurim. Right? That by isurim, we don't want to get the pleasure, the enjoyment of the isur, and the substance itself, the taste of chazer is bad. By matzah, it's not enough that you taste matzah, to be yotzei a mitzvah of matzah. There has to be a chefza, we care about the form, to be a chefza, which is matzah. Right? Like, for example, matzah, which is cooked. You cook your matzah, you can't be yotzei with it. Or if the matzah has fruit juice in it, we'll see, you can't be yotzei. Is there a taste? Yeah, you taste the wheat. You taste it, but that's not enough. It's not enough because you need a chefza of matzah. And that's what we actually find, that by matzah, taste isn't just enough. Right? There's a well-known Gemara that tells us that even though Hillel held Bisman based on Migdash, that you eat a sandwich of matzah and maror, but Bisman with the current Pesach, but Bisman hazeh, there's no xeris akasa of eating them together. The etzim, you can't be yotzi your mitzvah's matzah with korech, when you eat korech by the Seder, because the Gemara says that the maror, if the maror is rov on the matzah, the maror is mevatel the matzah. It's a din of bittel, because it's bittel berov. Even though you taste the matzah, tasting it's not good enough, because it's bittel. You have to actually eat the chefza. There has to be a chefza of matzah, and it can't be bittel. So what on earth is this talking about? So I'll say the basic hesper. It's said by the Ramban in Bechoros, in Hilchos Bechoros of the Ramban, and it's also in Rav Chaim in one of his few pieces here on Chametz u'Matzah. Rav Chaim saw the Ramban, but a little more embellished in Rav Chaim. No, but rather Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So like this. So you say like this. That the Yerushalmi actually says it's not a din that tam matzah is better enough. It's dafka din of wheat that's mixed in with rice. So they say the pshat like this. What's pshat when we say that Rabbanon against Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, so they hold that rice isn't lechem. So is it that it's etzem not lechem, it's just not bread, or is it just a gzeiras hakasim? So Chaim explains that Be'etzem, it's just a gzeiras hakasim, Be'etzem, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri was happy saying rice is bread. Because Be'etzem, it's something that would have a din of lechem, right? L'maisim we make a mezonos on rice. It has sheiches to being bread. The problem is really twofold, is that it's bread, but it's missing a certain mila. So one mila it's missing is the fact that it doesn't rise. Right? Bread has to be able to rise, that we learn out from the hekesh of matzah to chametz. That to be lechem has to be capable of rising. So when you add your wheat to your rice, so the mela, the sum total will rise. Right? The wheat puts in the gluten, and now there's gluten there, and it'll trap those carbon dioxide bubbles, and the whole thing will rise. Right? If you look for recipes in rice bread, and see if you can put in a little bit of wheat, you'll, the whole thing will rise. So that's the first point. The other point that Rav Chaim points out is that tavke ikur, so it doesn't make it a chefs of lechem, but it makes it that it's considered wheat bread. So he says, the pshat is that the etzem being lechem, so rice is also lechem. But the maila of chameshes aminim, that maila that it rises and that it has a special taste, so that you could get through the din of nosin tam. So therefore, Rav Chaim says that's the pshat, that they would have a complete din of lechem. Because the etzem a little bit, the chachamim are modet to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Right, so this could be an etzah that if there's enough wheat in the oat matzah that it has tam wheat, so then l'kuli alma you'll be able to say the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, so I just want to speak a little bit about a big issue here. The big issue here with rice is the issue of kitnius. Okay, the issue of kitnius of what's the basis for this chumrah, tremendous chumrah, and how serious is this chumrah, and there's a big confusion about what exactly kitnius is. You know, big confusion, just in the derech klal, you know, if you look historically, Pesach has been going in the chumrah dikka direction. You know, it's no housewife, they don't learn the sugyas, and that nothing comes besides 5 minim, and they don't want to be less kosher home than their neighbor, and lots of chumras come. So just let's talk about exactly what it is and also what it's not. You know, there's a lot of things that are made up, and it's good to just say that they're made up, and it's important that people know. Chumras, you know, chumras often come with kulas, and one of the biggest kulas, if you have a chumra and the chumra taka makes no sense, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit detracts from taira, even, you know, because narishkei things we do. You know, vinegar, it's chomitz, and chomitz is like chomitz, so let's not eat. It's like different things are like, it sort of like trivializes the godless of what taira is, and that everything in taira is up to cheshbon. Okay, so that said, where does it come from? So, relatively, it's not such an old minhag. In Rishonim, most Rishonim didn't, if they heard about it, they were not thrilled with this. In the Gemara, you don't find any. As I already told you, Rav Huna served rice at his seder table. The Taz points out there's a little mucker, a possible mucker in the Gemara for kitnius. On Daf Mem, the Gemara mentions, there's a Gemara that says that a person shouldn't thicken his kedera with chasisi on Pesach. Shouldn't use chasisi to thicken the kedera. It says in a place where there's avadim. Avadim, since avadim don't understand Torah, if you put chasisi in your, I'm not sure I'm saying chasisi yet, just because that's not so passionate. But whatever this is called chasisi, if you put it in, unlearned people might mistakenly think that they put in chasisi, why can't they put in actual flour? And they might come to actually put in flour. So what is chasisi? So there is an aruch. The aruch, right? Aruch, you know, is one of the first Rishonim. So the aruch writes a chasisi is lentil flour, the flour of lentils. So if so, the Taz says this is a mucker for our chumrah of kitnius, and the concept being is that people, if they see you using lentil flour, they're going to think you could use regular flour, if they're people who don't know any Torah, and therefore we're just being machmer to assume that we don't know any Torah, and people will get confused. So that's the strongest support from a Gemara for the Chumrah of kitnius. Okay, don't get worried yet. I'll tell you what's really hard about this. What's really hard about this is that most Rishonim don't say it's lentils. And this is what really bothers me is, you know, the Rush and many Rishonim, most Rishonim really, they say it's talking about matzah meal. Ooh, matzah meal. Right? So you can't use matzah meal. In fact, the Torah says, Misvari shouldn't be able to, in a place where there aren't B'nai Torah, you shouldn't use matzah meal. The Maram Chalava also writes this. He says you can't use matzah meal if the people aren't B'nai Torah, because they're going to think that it could become chametz. Oh, so that's interesting, and it seems to be somewhat valid. There's an interesting thing that always bothers me. You know, you might not know this, but how do your mammies make matzah balls? So I don't know everyone's recipe, but a lot of them use matzah meal and baking powder. Right? This is something we'll talk about at a different time, but baking powder, assume you're allowed to use baking powder and matzah meal on Pesach, at least for those of us who aren't Kibrach. So it's just remarkable. You know, the brownies from baking powder and matzah meal taste almost like regular brownies. And we're okay with that. And you're telling me that your lentil flour is worrying. Okay. So it's a good point, but Maisa is a Gemara. So the Beis Yosef says that we don't paskin like that Gemara. That is a Gemara, but we don't paskin that way. And he says because the end of the Gemara says in Rava's house they did use this chassisi to thicken the food. So the shayla is, so some say, yeah, because Rava's house, everyone's telling me the chachamim. But the Beis Yosef felt, you can look at the Gemara, we'll get to the Gemara soon, you'll look at then. The Beis Yosef thought that was a basis to say that the Gemara backed out and said that no, lechatchila, there's no problem with matzah meal or lentil flour. And therefore, either way, halacha l'maisa, we are meka. Maisa, we use matzah meal. So the meal, we still have to defend. How could you say use matzah meal but not use kidneys? Oh, so Pash is the main, historically, like where it started from. You find the Rishonim and the Ritva and the Michtam. So they write, that there are some Hasidim who keep this minhag. They say, don't keep this minhag. This minhag is in Faham and Am. But he says, Hasidim, they have a minhag. And they say that it's really extremely difficult. The Ritva writes, he says, you need a huge amount of iyun in eating rice on Pesach. He says, because rice always has a little bit of spelt in it. And unless you're Shemayim and very careful, you won't be able to get all the spelt out of the rice. Right? He's talking about a real messiastic problem that they were dealing with, which is that it's very hard. You know, it's easy with modern farming methods, but it's very hard to make it that your field, you know, wheat and rice, they're very, very specific grasses, and they naturally grow with other grasses. So how do you separate it? So that was a big problem. He said, therefore, there's some Hasidim who do this, but it's not a... the vegans just be careful about it. Some Hasidim are machmer. Just not to bother at all, right? Don't eat lettuce because there might be a bug, right?
Who is that?
What?
Who says that?
Who's that quoting? The Ritva. Ritva and the Michtam. Fine. So the Torah brings it. He brings it. There is such people being machmer. And his lashon, the Torah's lashon is, he says, it's a chumra yisayir of Einoagim came. At the Torah was Ashkenazi. Einoagim came. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is also a contemporary of the Torah, Talmud of the Rush, also Ashkenazi. He says it's a minhag shtus. The Beis Yosef. So he said, no one's knowing this except an Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz, he means not Ashkenaz, he means actually in Germany. So clearly it wasn't so widespread. Now the interesting thing is that since Rishonim's time, you know, there's really maybe more reason to be mekel, is that we really, my rice, I've been eating rice a long time, I've never found spelt or anything else in my rice. Right? We don't really have, the whole problem isn't there anymore. Okay, they used to have the problem, but they don't have the whole problem so much. Especially, the Reuven could be said, is not to be bothered as if things are made before Pesach. Before Pesach, the ikur we hold the halacha is that chametz is batel the shishim when it's before Pesach. So why do we have to be so machmer? Okay. The smack, so he's the Rishon who really got Kineas off the ground, the smack, say from Thanos. So he writes that those who are Noagit should be Noagit. He doesn't say to be Noagit, he just says those who are Noagit should be Noagit. And he's the one who says Isra's Kineas. He doesn't just say rice or things that get mixed up in grains. He says Kineas. He says Kineas are Aser and Irakus are Mutter. He says Kineas are Aser because they get confused and mixed with flour. He says Kineas means that which is used like grains. He says in that it's stored like grain and it's made into flour and sometimes it's used to make bread. When he's talking about things, Kineas means there's a Mishnah in the Nedarim, beginning of the seventh parak of the Nedarim. The Mishnah says that if someone says, I don't really get hanah from vegetables, from yurakos, he's still mutter in kidneys. Kidneys aren't considered vegetables. What are kidneys? So the Mishnah just gives an example of beans. Beans are kidneys. As opposed to squash, it gives an example of vegetables. Right? So something that's grainish, that seems to be what he has in mind. So that's it. So Lamaisa, there definitely was a very valid reason for the Isser of Kitnias. It does exist today, not definitely not so clearly. The fear of being confused with regular flour, we could hear. I could definitely hear it. A little bit my problem is with matzah meal. Why is matzah meal mutter? And now, of course, a lot of people say, yeah, we talk don't use matzah meal on Pesach. So maybe that's not the biggest kasha. You know, Hasidim don't use matzah meal, and they're also more machmer in every type of kidneys. Fine. But I want to talk just about what exactly in post-skim is bechlal kidneys. You know, and chumastan, you know, I'll just tell you, the Rav Yaakov Emden in Marek Sia, he quotes of his father, the Chacham Svi. And he said, the Chacham Svi said that he thinks it's, he also thought it's a minig shtus. Except that he kept it because he's Ashkenazi. But he says, if he had a koch, he'd get all the rabbanim together and be mevatel it. He says, but definitely not to make chumras. You know, to be machmer more than what we have. Yeah.
So if that's the case, like, I know that Ashkenazi don't go to Sephardi's houses on Pesach, so is that, like, too much of a chumra then?
So they can't eat kidneys because they I'm not going to tell you to get rid of, but you know, Chacham Tzvi also did say to get rid of it. And complete Nairish Kite, I also won't tell you it is either, right? We did have a bona fide mucker that something could be weakened by using lentil flour. It's not like total, you know. But there definitely is room sometimes to what could be. The Chacham Tzvi actually says b'shas atchach to be mekel. The arser and kulas. V'shabrua says for a chola, someone who's sick, even not yeshu sakan, not feeling, is bedridden. He says if needed, he can be mekel on kidneys. Kidneys b'tarovus is mutter. Referring to v'shabrua, you're not. If any kidneys falls, we only ask the kidneys b'en. But if it's mixed in, it gets mixed in unintentionally. It's mutter, right? So if you go to a Sephardi house and they've been using corn oil. And it's possible, you know, but they didn't use for you, they used kidneys, they used good oil, they used cottonseed kind of oil. So you don't have to worry about the taste or a mashu got mixed in, you don't have to worry about that. Like, but to actually go there and eat rice, you can't do.
So they can't cook rice separately?
Yeah. It's not... You know, things get bigger and bigger by Pesach, but it's really not that chamer type of an iser. It's a minag. Now the other thing I should point out is not everything's kidneys, right? In the Ramah quotes a number of minim that he just says aren't kidneys. He says caraway seeds, right? Caraway seeds are like pumpernickel seeds. You know, seeds you find on bread. I don't know if you know what they are. Coriander, maybe you know. Dill seeds. So he says those things are not kidneys. Now, why aren't they kidneys? Right? Why not? So they say because they're not doma to grains. You know, they're not. The etzem, they're seeds. They're seeds that grow, and what makes them not kidneys? So, but mice are not kidneys. So the big confusion comes out on what exactly is kidneys. You know, the confusion only comes because we're sort of like positing there's something called kidneys, and that's asr, and there's something called vegetables, and that's mutter. But the whole assumption is not, it's not really a true assumption. You know, when the whole minhag started, they knew what they were worried about. And something they were worried about, that's what they were knowing to be careful about. Today, we have no idea what we're worried about. What's the problem with rice? If there's no problem with rice, so every other min, you could say, why exactly is this not also kidneys? Right? Everything is, everything we eat is a fruit of a plant. Like, what makes one thing kidneys, and one thing is, we're going to call not kidneys. Right? Not really clear. So different issues. Corn. Corn is assumed to be kidneys. Is it really kidneys? So it depends on the reason, right? If it's like the smack, the reason is, if the eco reason is for confusion, so the smack mentions that the point is that these are flours that are used to make bread. So therefore, you could hear that corn is really used to make bread, made to make corn muffins. So mela, that would be a reason to aser, right? If it's because if it gets mixed with wheat, I don't think anyone's gonna mix up a ear of corn with a piece of wheat. So that is issue. L'maisa, where it's certainly machmer, the Mishnah Berurah said to machmer. To defend it, we could say is that yeah, taka cornbread is a flour that's actually used during the year, similar to other flours. Other things are even less clear. The minhag is not to eat peanuts on Pesach, right? Everyone keeps kidneys, right? Pesach chocolates doesn't have peanuts in it, right? Why? Because peanuts are kidneys. So why are peanuts kidneys? Who made peanuts kidneys? Is it true? So the passage is not true, right? Peanuts has nothing to do. Peanuts, they don't, during the year, you never eat, use peanut flour. A peanut is very unlikely to get mixed with one of the chameshes haminim. There's really no reason it should be kidneys. Rav Moshe writes that he thinks it's not kidneys. Rav Moshe writes that if it's a, it's something that it wasn't the minhag, definitely Russia wasn't the minhag, and nowadays it becomes the minhag. Who are we to just start making random and hug him? You know, a completely random thing that people do with no reason doesn't get even the power of a minhag. He says if somebody's family knows that they were actually makabel, not to use peanuts on Pesach, then they should do it. But stams are just going with the flow, and like who knows what kidneys is, okay, they're not selling peanuts in the store, I'm not eating peanuts. So it's really not a reason. If you don't, there's one place that I brought the peanuts into the house in my kanos, but my kids were like, your peanuts aren't so yummy, and we want you to have them. So I stopped bringing them in. But the eager peanuts really shouldn't be. There's others who are making, Chaskel Abramsky would give guests when they visit him on Pesach, he would give them peanuts. So I didn't. No one eats peanuts, but I'm just telling you what the emphasis is. Quinoa made it by a little bit in certain circles because star cake gives hechsher to quinoa, right? So and others say, why is quinoa not? Why not kidney? Once they put the burden of proof on you, you're like, why is this different than other? So passion says it's just not, there's no reason we have to. Quinoa has only been used the last, whatever it is, 50 years. There's no reason to start making chumras. So I always, since it comes with an accepted hechsher on it, I'm always like careful to have quinoa on Pesach. Just we don't create new isurim. Another big issue is cottonseed oil is the same sort of machlokas here. Different svarim, right? Different things about cottonseed oil. Lemaisi use cottonseed oil. Same reason. Those who ask me say, why is this not kidneys? It's a seed that's growing. It doesn't look like a vegetable, so therefore it's kidneys. Right? Lemaisa, you don't eat cottonseed bread. Cotton plant. I've seen it. Looks nothing like wheat. There's really no reason for it. For such chumras. The other chumrah that's really completely a new chumrah, you look around, it's not an old chumrah. but it's just sort of assumed, like in the way Pesach things become assumed, that of course you can't eat. Let's say corn is kidneys, right? But what about raw corn, right? Or if I hold peanuts is kidneys, but a raw peanut, right? So it's just assumed. Everyone assumes that that's awesome. The earliest source I saw saying that such things are awesome is in Mekroi Kodesh. Rosi Pesach Frank, who says Misvara makes no svara that peanuts should be aser, kosher cane if they haven't been mixed with water. He says, but Lemaisa just reports that the minigas that people don't eat them. Okay, so Lemaisa is kidneyist, there's no svara in Rishayim. You see, nobody's saying that it should be more chamer than wheat. Right? Wheat is no better than kidneyist. Lemaisa, if you mix wheat with water and make matzah out of it, you're allowed to eat matzah on Pesach, even though it's kidneyist. Not only that, it's the favorite, you're allowed to eat wheat, stam wheat, uncooked wheat or toasted wheat. You're allowed to eat toasted wheat on Pesach. There's no such chumra like that, right? Because it becomes chametz, it has to be with water. So therefore, for the Rishonim who talk about it, they talk about kidneys that came into contact with water, right? They talk about if your lentil flour is mixed with water, right? It the whole way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is that which things when mixed with water we aser. Even in the Shabrua talks about, he says that kidneys, even if they're mixed with water, just through bishul with water, you still should be machlan. But without water, so what should the iser be? So it's really unclear. That there should be any iser. The earliest makar I found for anything being asa is the Maimor Mordechai. So it's true of the Maimor Mordechai, Simon Laman Beis. So he was asked about matzah made out of corn. So Pasha says you can make matzah out of corn. Einachinami, it's kidneyist, but it's no worse than wheat, and it's baked cold in matzah. So he writes, he thinks to be machma. He says, because the maisa, they're not going to treat it like matzah, because they know that corn can't become chametz. So, fine, but even he never wrote that a raw piece of corn, a piece of raw corn, should be asur to eat on Pesach. Okay, you might be running out of town, but that's definitely the ikur din, right? That to be kidneyist, it has to be either that it could be made into flour, similar to wheat, or it could be somewhat confused with chametz haminim. And even then, there's the coolest, right? We mentioned the coolest for a chola, or if it's b'tarovis. Okay, all right. Ashkeich, friends and chanech, cut everyone. Okay, all right. So, Be'ez Hashem, next week we should do Lamed Vav. Because the issue of Matzah Shira there. And the hope is before the break to finish up until Lamed Tes. Ad Lord B'chlam.
I just had an interview.
Oh.